I know this is a lot, but if you just go to verse 12, Bible says, live such good lives among the pagans. Pagans is the non-believer in today's term. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Some of you know that I live in a complex of 14 units. This is an over 55 complex. So everyone in my complex, they are either old man or old lady. My wife used to make meals for the homeless. Before the, I know some of you served in the dignity dish before, right? Anyone? Dignity dish? They now moved to Campbelltown because someone brought their property and they have to move on, and then they went to Campbelltown. Okay. Before that, we used to make meals for them so that they can distribute the food to the homeless. When my wife make fried rice, she make the best fried rice. So how do you know that this is the best fried rice? It's because when someone move away from Asquith to Hurstville, they call back to Asquith and ask them, where can I buy the fried rice? So it must be good, right? So my wife was encouraged. So she continued to make fried rice for our neighbors, for all the old ladies, old guys in our complex, knowing that they are old and they love Chinese food. So now my wife is quite famous. Famous. And people love her. So when people love her, people love me as well. So this is very nice. And we quickly become very good friends in the complex, okay? And now I'm one of the committee member, strata committee member. I'm so proud of myself, yeah. So when I look back, I only lived there for like 2 years, and I quite enjoy living with them, and they quite enjoy us living with them. We enjoy each other's company. Are they Christian? They all said, well, we went to church long time ago. Now we don't go anymore. And then they asked me, so what do you do? What is your job? I'm a pastor. And they said, oh, you are a pastor. Yeah. So we continue to be a very good friend. Okay? So this is how I witness to this world. This is how I represent Jesus in this world. To be a good neighbor. Okay? Help them when they are in need. Help them when they are not in need. Do my best, do my duty. Be a good citizen. That's how you witness Jesus. Because this is a very difficult word. This is not easy to represent Jesus in this world. So that's why you are a chosen people. You are not a chosen individual. You are a chosen people. You are not a holy individual. You are a holy nation. And God has chosen us in this way that we are people and a nation so that we may support one another in this journey. All right, that's how you relate to the gospel, relate to church, and relate to this world. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Vincent. Well, we're going to sing More Like Jesus. I think it's a new song for most of you, so I hope that you guys are encouraged by it. But if you do know the song, sing along. And what did I want to do? I wanted to read again from the passage that that Vincent just spoke on. I says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received the mercy." Let's go out from today, and let this be our prayer, that we might become more like Jesus, that we might shine wherever he has placed us, in our work, in our schools, in our families, that we might carry the fragrance of Christ, that we might be like him, and that people will be drawn towards him because of us. So let's sing More Like Jesus. Sorry, I don't think my guitar is out of tune.
You. Let us pray as we close the worship and receive the benediction. Lord, thank you for your word through Vincent, our pastor at PVC today, and it's a lot, but it's also through his preaching is made easy to be taken in. Lord, we confess to you that we're constantly living under the mode of religion, and we constantly seek to slave after people's approval and to earn, to be chosen by our own right. And while we're so slow to show mercy to others, we come before you to ask for your mercy, not knowing how undeserving we are. And yet you have proclaimed your gospel and made known of your good news through the suffering of your Son, even before we have any idea of any of these. We have already been blessed even before we live a good life. We have already been chosen before even we were born, even before creation. It's a lot to grasp and a lot to take in. But we pray by your Spirit you will continue to help us to take this in, not just in the head, but in our heart. So now as we close, bless us with your good word. So, at the cost of his rejection, you have been chosen as the living stone, the church. By his suffering of being a slave on the cross, you have been made a royal priesthood. And at the cost of his being cut off and have his mercy denied, you have received mercy and been set apart into a holy nation. So now, go and proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In a world full of darkness and confusion, be his ambassador by his grace and power, and in the name of Christ. Amen. Here ends the service. There will be young adult study groups. There will be fellowship time in the courtyard area. I look forward to meet you if I haven't, and just resume our relatively back to normal time of fellowship after the service. God bless you. Have a good week.